Welcome to Biomed Central's Clinical Trials Day podcast with clinical trial participant Carl Stengel from Denver, Colorado.
My name is Carl Stengel. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2007, and in 2011 I was forced to go on disability because of it. I've been in three clinical trials in 2008, 2011, and 2012. The 2008 one was a retigotine patch study. The 2011 one was an acupuncture study. And the acupuncture trial was to see if that reduced fatigue. And fatigue was the main reason I had to go on disability. And the retigotine patch study and the other study were about reducing off time. So all of these definitely were things I was interested in. And in the trial, I got to see a neurologist a lot more frequently than I normally would. I see my neurologist or the nurse practitioner, works with her about once every 3 months. In the trials, I saw her about once a month or once every 2 weeks in some cases. Now, it so happened in two of the trials, the principal investigator was my neurologist, so I just saw her more often. But the other one, I saw another neurologist more frequently, and there was a lot of testing in all the cases as well. Things like blood tests, dermatologists, number of things. So you get a lot more attention, I guess, if you're in a clinical trial. But according to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, 85% of trials for Parkinson's face delays because they can't get enough people, enough volunteers, and 30% never even get started for that reason. So there's obviously a need to get people to participate. One of the things people are concerned about is that all trials require taking a drug. Well, that's not the case. What I was in was an acupuncture. I didn't need a drug for that. There are other studies that are just observational. They follow people for a while and track their symptoms and blood tests and other things without changing the treatment. Another thing that the patients are concerned about, they think that the trials only need newly diagnosed unmedicated patients. That's not true either. There are trials for people who've just been diagnosed, for people who have moderate cases of Parkinson's, and people who have advanced disease. And some of the trials do things like look for side effects or reducing off time. So there's basically trials for everybody. A lot of people are worried about trial interfering with their usual care. If you're on medication, they're not going to take you off it. And if they do, it's going to be very gradual. And they will stop if there's any adverse effects. And some people are concerned about the expense of a trial. You will generally get reimbursed for mileage. In a couple of cases, I had to stay for several hours for medical checkups, and so they paid for a hotel room for me to stay the night before. Some patients are concerned that there's a 50% chance of getting a placebo in a trial. One trial I was in, one group received a placebo. There are four other groups who received 25, 50, 75, and 100% of the maximum dosage. So there are actually five groups, and the chances of getting a placebo were only one in five. I understand that if patients are in a trial and they're getting the placebo, and the trial goes well and shows that the treatment is effective, they have the choice of getting the treatment at the end of the trial. And also, many patients, they're on an experimental treatment. If the trial shows it's effective, they're given the choice of continuing on the treatment. And that's certainly very desirable. I would bring up some or all of those things if people were reluctant to participate in a trial.
If you would like to read more about patient and public involvement in research, please visit our blogs at blogs.biomedcentral.com. We would like to thank both Carl and patients like me for their help and assistance.